is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. The last day of campaign 2024 finds the candidates in battleground states that'll decide who wins. A Donald Trump rally has just started in Raleigh, North Carolina.
All we have to do is close it out. We have to close it out. If we get our vote, there's nothing they can do.
Trump will also hit Michigan and Pennsylvania, and that's where Kamala Harris is starting her day. CBS's Aaron Navarro is in Scranton.
We're going to see the vice president really blanket the state, starting in the Latino corridor before going to Reading. We'll see her in Scranton as well. She needs to be here in the state. Just from talking to Democratic officials, they think that the Rust Belt, the blue wall of Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, is her clearest path to 270 Electoral College votes.
Donald Trump falsely claimed that he won Georgia 4 years ago. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger famously stood by the numbers that showed Trump lost and the election was not stolen. And he says this year,
here in Georgia, it is easy to vote and hard to cheat. Our systems are secure and our people are ready.
The U.S. Supreme Court has just agreed to hear a case involving an electoral map that increases the number of predominantly black congressional districts in Louisiana. That map is being challenged. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Republican legislatures may not draw congressional districts in ways that dilute the vote of African Americans. Political gerrymandering, however, is a different matter, and that's what Louisiana is arguing here.
Music legend Quincy Jones has died. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez has a snapshot of one amazing career.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play.
Quincy Jones was a producer, creator, and orchestrator for some of the greatest performers, from Frank Sinatra to Ray Charles and Michael Jackson. Jones produced Thriller, the best-selling album of all time, and oversaw a 1985 All-Star recording.
That was also the night that he told his all-star singers, check your egos at the door. Quincy Jones was 91. The National Association of Realtors says its numbers show the share of first-time home buyers at a historic low and the age of those first-timers at a historic high. NAR Deputy Chief Economist Jessica Lotz.
For first-time home buyers, we actually saw their age increase to 38. So first-time home buyers now are closer to 40 years old as opposed to 30, which they had been historically.
She says that shows just how hard it is for younger first-timers to buy. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 154 points, the Nasdaq up 34. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A woman died in a house fire on Indiana Street in Racine Friday night. Fire officials say there were no working smoke alarms. A cause is being investigated. Early voting ended Friday in some areas, while Racine offered a final day of in-person absentee voting yesterday. Those who didn't vote early can cast their ballots starting at 7 a.m. tomorrow. A former Kenosha County Elementary School staffer faces four new felony charges related to inappropriate interactions with minors. The charges against Anna Marie Crocker include exposing a child to harmful materials and child enticement. They stem from alleged explicit messages and videos sent to minors. Racine County is accepting nominations for its Youth and Governance Program. It aims to engage high school students in local government by allowing them to serve on county board committees. And downtown Racine will host the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event this Saturday. The parade starts at 5:30 from the west side of the State Street Bridge and proceeds down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Racine Civic Center and the Legends Never Die Concert Series welcome Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall. Pure Soul Presents is a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul, the music that defined a generation.
So good! So good!
Pure Soul Presents proves that rhythm and romance never go out of style. Tickets for Pure Soul Presents Friday, November 8th at Memorial Hall are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
It's game time. Hardy and Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the energy efficient home improvement credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and receive for your estimate. With Hardy and Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy and Jensen, that's where you go.
The Packers lose to Detroit. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had an early field goal, then trailed the rest of the night, losing 24-14 to the Lions at Lambeau Field. Dropped passes and penalties killed the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, man, a lot of self-inflicted wounds, a lot of momentum killers. You know, we've been getting away with a lot of it because we've been kind of masking it with the wins. But when you play a good team, man, you know, all the little things catch up to you.
The Packers now head into their bye week at 6-3 in third place behind Detroit and Minnesota in the NFC North Division. NBA, Bucks and the Cavaliers in Cleveland tonight. Bucks forward Bobby Portis says his home was broken into during Saturday night's game in Milwaukee and says several personal items were stolen. Baseball, the Brewers with two players winning Gold Glove awards for the first time since 1979. Second baseman Bryce Turang and outfielder Sal Frelick.
It's definitely cool, a little surreal still, and I think even cooler to do it, you know, with Bryce.
That's Sal Frelick with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s, and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
WRJN.
Time to brew. I thank the Lord for the night time.
to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Speaking of which, CCR will be our artist of record this upcoming Friday. John Fogerty has a birthday. And tonight on sports and here, we're going to be airing the Badger basketball game, Holy Cross against Wisconsin. That's going to be 6 p.m. right here live, WRJN.
People say I'm the life of the party 'cause I tell a joke or two.
song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because the roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV.
Sunday in the shadow of the Vietnam War. That tune came up. A lot of subtle, if you're listening, you can kind of hear what they're kind of talking about as far as just a normal everyday Sunday, except for all the events circling around them and everybody's world getting shooken up. And it certainly did during the Vietnam War. Timeless hits. We've got them right here at WRJN. Local news, too. That's coming up in the next few minutes. But mentioned after a Packer game last night, it ended up actually being kind of a interesting game, as interesting can be when you're watching a team that shouldn't have beat you. But they're getting a bye week. And November 17th, they're back Sunday at 10 a.m. for Bears week. Yes. Dare I say the Bears still suck? Probably shouldn't, because I've got a few Illinois listeners, and I love you, and I grew up, Bears were everything. But now, you know, I had to, when you eat breakfast with Ray Nischke in the 80s, you got to kind of change your thought process. But anyway, the Pack's going to prove it Sunday the 17th, and hopefully win, you know, prayers, please, for the Packers. But we'll have them live, and they're brought to us live by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner house on the lake, where it's never too early to book holiday reservations or buy gift cards. And Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. If you get a chance and you're in one of our sponsor stores, please thank them for bringing us all Packer football live on 1400 AM, 99.9. We're seen in 98.1 Kenosha.
It was the most embarrassing moment of the Senate debate. Eric Hovde didn't know what was in the farm bill.
I'm not an expert on the farm bill.
Really? One out of nine Wisconsinites work in agriculture, but billionaire California banker Eric Hovde couldn't be bothered to learn about the farm bill. Hovde even said, quote, "Why in God's green earth would I know all the details in the farm bill?" The Wisconsin Farm Bureau has endorsed Tammy Baldwin. She's the first statewide Democrat they've endorsed in over 20 years. The Farm Bureau says Tammy Baldwin has been, quote, a steadfast advocate for Wisconsin agriculture. They cite her work creating the Dairy Business Innovation Act, which is helping farmers across Wisconsin expand and hire new workers. It's a clear choice. Billionaire California banker Eric Hovde, who doesn't give a damn about farmers, or Tammy Baldwin, who's working hard for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
On the farm, it's kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't have. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sunset low, pull out my fiddle and the rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalogue. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Them money-hungry fools. Rather have my fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God country boy. Yeah. But my daddy till the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side, said to live a good life, play my fiddle and cry, and thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle, taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle, taught me how to love and how to give just a little, and thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle, when the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle, life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yeah!
I know I am. Let's keep that good mood going on WRJN. It's right here at WRJ, an artist of record today. Jay and the Americans, this magic moment was our record, and Jeff Adams of Kansasville won. Congratulations, Jeff. And of course, they got an album from Time and Again, Music and More in Sturtevant. My buddy Ray out there giving away the vinyl because we're bringing vinyl back, baby. So he's also in the running for a record player that's going to be drawn at the end of this month. A Herman's Hermits tomorrow with the awesome Peter Noon, who has a birthday. Just wanted to let you know so you're all ready for tomorrow here at WRJN as we join Stuart J. Waddles in local news.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. there were no working smoke alarms in that home where someone died Friday night in Racine. A woman in an Indiana Street home was found alive, rushed to the hospital, but later died due to her injuries. Fire crews were called out at around 10 Friday night and arrived to find flames coming out of the windows. An investigation into the cause is ongoing. Foul play is not suspected. Last-minute Milwaukee visits had surrogates from both sides in the city yesterday. Former President Barack Obama campaigned for Kamala Harris at the Baird Center, making an attempt to lure undecideds with money talk.
When I talk to folks that are genuinely undecided, the first thing they'll say is that they want a president who will improve the economy. And that makes sense.
Obama did say that Trump tries to take credit for an economy that Obama said he created. Later yesterday afternoon, the Trump campaign had Tulsi Gabbard, Danica Patrick, and Sage Steele trying to court women voters with claims that Democrats are undermining women's rights. There's more about how to participate tomorrow at civicmedia.us/vote. And campaign season quickly turns into the Christmas season in Racine. Downtown Racine will become a winter wonderland this Saturday with the 2024 Holiday Parade and Tree Lighting event. In addition to the live music, floats, and fireworks, there's also the annual appearance from Santa. The parade steps off at 5:30 Saturday from the west side of the State Street Bridge. It heads down Main to 6th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Cloudy and dreary today, with scattered showers alongside a breezy wind. High temperatures today will reach the upper 60s and tonight only fall to 60. However, we will see some patchy fog building in and rain ramping up, especially through tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 60 degrees at our studios.
Wilson on WRJN as we join the official national anthem of election season. Yes, mom, dad, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, try a little kindness.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, the seeds he sowed, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Just shine your light for everyone to see. And if you try a little kindness, then you'll overlook the blindness. Narrow-minded people on the narrow-minded streets. Don't walk around the down and out. Lend a helping hand instead of doubt. And the kindness that you show every day will help someone along their way. You've got to try a little kindness. Yes, show a little kindness. Yes, shine your light for everyone to see.
The Turtles, WRJN, local news, timeless hits, and for 97 years, we've actually been doing that. Well, not me, personally. I'm 98 today. Hey, happy birthday to moi. But no, we've had the local news, timeless hits, and for 56, 57 of those years, Paul Harvey. with news. And now, the rest of the story. He's on Don Rose's show every morning, 7:25. And today at 12:05, he'll be right here on WRJN. It's the Shy Lights.
1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks. To the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Like that time when the cat ran away and I hadn't seen her. It was horrible. She later came back and brought a whole bunch of kitties. You know how it is. The cat goes out and she's not pregnant. The cat comes back and she's heavily pregnant. But enough about my cat, the Shy Lights. Have you seen her? And today just kind of reeling from the news that a 91-year-old person passed away. I mean, it's just like, it was Quincy Jones. He can't pass away. He's ageless. He passed away last night at home. But when you have somebody as awesome and as big as Quincy Jones was, really, we are the world. He was behind that. He actually was such a huge friend and producer for Frank Sinatra that when Frank died, he left Quincy Jones a ring with Frank Sinatra's family crest on there, and he left that for Quincy. Huge with Michael Jackson, Thriller. On the Wall, some really big hits, and even Michael Jackson and his brothers, Jackson 5. Lionel Richie was huge with huge help to Lionel. Ray Charles was big with him. James Ingram, of course. So you know what song I'm going to be playing in just a little bit, even though it's not really in our format or anything. I think it's Quincy Jones. We've got to remember him the right way. Plus, he did the themes for Sanford and Son, Ironside, the early version of The Fresh Prince in Bel-Air, and James Ingram 100 Ways, because Quincy Jones and James Ingram, we got to put that on. That's coming up next on WRJN.
Who is Brian Style trying to fool with all his negative ads? Style voted against aid for veterans exposed to toxic burn pits. And Brian Style voted to cut funding for 500 local police officers and cut funding to crack down on fentanyl traffickers. Peter Barca has always put Wisconsin before party politics, and that's what he'll do in Congress. Veterans at the VFW Post 1865 gave Peter Barca an award because he's always fought for them. Peter made it easier for disabled veterans to collect their benefits. And he was the legislative leader who worked with veterans groups to put a POW MIA monument in the Capitol Rotunda to honor our heroes. To keep us safe, Peter Barca helped put 100,000 more police officers on the beat. And he led the fight to secure survivor benefits for those killed in the line of duty. That's why law enforcement leaders and veterans have always supported Peter Barca.
I'm Peter Barca, candidate for Congress, and I approve this ad.
Paid for by Citizens for Peter Barca.
$100 million. That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Violin she loves, let them play.
on and hold her closer all night long. Love her today, find 100 ways. Don't forget there could be an old lover in her memory. If you need her so much more, why don't you say, maybe she has it in her mind that she's just wasting her time. Ask her to stay.
Local news and timeless is right here at WRJ and breaking the format. No, with Quincy Jones and James Ingrid, 100 Ways. But when you're somebody as awesome as Quincy, you know, sometimes you just got to do that. WRJN with Luke Christie and Lightning Strikes.
Listen to me, baby, you gotta understand.
Radio.
You're old enough to know the makings of a man.
Radio.
Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down.
Radio.
Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end.
Baby, that's you.
Won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be kissed,
stop.
I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again.
Just taking over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together, fine.
traveled in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then,
if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time,
can we listen? Local news, Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. We've got sports coming up with Mike Clemens, Stuart J. Waddles, Local News, and CBS National News just after this from Donovan.
I'm just mad about Saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about Saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow, quite rightly. They call me Mellow Yellow. I'm just mad about 14. 14's mad about me. I'm just mad about 14. She's just mad about me. They call me Mellow Yellow. They call me Mellow Yellow.